USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appears they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. There's a push on right now for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reports both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. A new report says that the two people who died in that fiery crash at the U.S.-Canadian border may have been a married couple from New York.
The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley and was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them.
Dave Collins reporting. On Thanksgiving, the Biden campaign did advertisements in two crucial battleground states. Specifically, these ads aired during the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers Thanksgiving game in Michigan and Wisconsin. The campaign aims to showcase Biden's economic achievements and initiatives to reduce prescription drug expenses. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with the continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform, X, is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict, following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people. Several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. It might not be such a Black Friday for retailers after all.
Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump compared to a 43% who said they would vote for Biden. About 10% of voters in the poll were undecided. As Americans are hitting the road back from Thanksgiving, they're enjoying lower prices at the gas pumps. AAA reports that the national average for a gallon of regular gas is approximately $3.31, which is 25 cents less than a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.